I remember being hushed that somebody else talking because the pictures of 25 years ago.
You can go on to the. Do it for 30 minutes if you want.
That's it, right. I want to discuss today a deep machshava. It's more machshava. I hope the Oyrim will understand what I'm trying to get at. In this week's parsha, we're talking about the building up of the Shvotim Shivtei Kor Eidus LiYisrael. Yaakov Avinu is Balovon, and Yaakov Avinu asks, he wants to have Rochel as a wife. And he knows that Lovon is a draycop, he's not the straightforward person. She gave over to Rochel simonim. There should be no mixing up here with Leah, with Rochel. He gave simonim. The Torah says when it came Lemaisa to the Chasana, Rochel saw that they took Leah. And Rochel said, how can I let my sister be embarrassed? So Rochel said, I give away this simonim to Leah. Rochel gave away this simonim. The question which arises is a big question. What did Rochel think in the first place? What was the simonim given for? In case the father changes over Leah with Rochel. So the whole idea of the simonim was to save Rochel, that Leah shouldn't come instead of Rochel. So what did she think in the first place? In the end, she saw they took Leah, she gave away this simonim. So why did she take this simonim in the beginning? There was no other Indian of taking this simonim just to save herself. And in the end, she didn't want to save herself. So why did she take this? So she should have told Yaakov, I'm very sorry to say, but I can't be Mavaza, my sister. I don't know what to do. But she took this simonim. In the end, it didn't come to use. What was the machshava of Rochel? To understand this point, I wanted tell interesting story of the Rebbe Rabbeinu Mepashischa with Rab Fischl Strickava. Rab Fischl Strickava was one of the first Rebbe's Talmide from Baal Shem Tov. He was a Groyser Rebbe. And one day he said to the Meshamshim, it's finished. I'm not Rebbe anymore. I'm not Rebbe. So the Meshamshim says, what's gone wrong? I got some type of gilui that I've got to finish to be a Rebbe. I can't be a Rebbe. And he said, nobody can come in. It's finished. Everybody was astounded. What's going on? What's the maisa here? The Rebbe Rabbeinim was a young man, Demos. And Rab Fischl Strickava had a very big respect for the Rebbe Rabbeinim. So the Meshamshim sent a shlichus to the Rebbe Rabbeinim, maybe he can come to the Rebbe official, Mistrikov, and ask him, what's the problem? What's disturbing him? What's the problem? The Rebbe Rabbeinim came, and the Meshamish said the Rebbe Rabbeinim came to visit him, not as a chusid. He didn't want to be mekabel any people, but this is a visit. So the official said, of course, take in the Rebbe Rabbeinim. So the Rebbe Rabbeinim said to the official Strickiver, if I may ask, what's the problem? What happened here? Why can you not carry on with your Rabbistava? He said, I had a gilui. So the Rebbe Rabbeinim said, did a Malach come? Did Eliyahu Hanavi come? What's the gilui? What happened? So the official said, to you I'll tell you the truth. A yid came in to me, and he was a bitter or a man. Mamish, a poor, poor man. And he told me he's got to make chasne his children, and he hasn't got a penny. And he burst out in tears. I had a gross rachmonos on him. I told him, go and buy a lottery. A lottery. In Poland, the lottery worked that you bought the number, and then you had 10 weeks that you could get win the lottery. Even the first week didn't work, the second week, 10 times you had a chance. This Nebuch, this poor man, bought a lottery with Sheiris Kasper. He didn't have a penny to his name. The first week went over, the second. The seventh week went over and he hadn't won the lottery. See, we got into a bit of a bad feeling. And he said, there's left 3 times to win. I'll sell the lottery because better get something back. He went and sold the lottery. In the ninth week, the number came out. And Yenna, who bought the ticket, won the lottery. So the official said, if I already was poil a moifus for somebody, and Yenna didn't get the anor of this moifus, I'm not a rebbe. That's the gilui, not Elio Anovi, not a malach. But if I managed to poil oisin bam reboinishtoidem, that somebody should win a lottery, and then he didn't get it, I'm not a rebbe. That's what the words, what Rabbi Fishel said to Rabbi Rabin. So the Rabbi Rabin said, do you give me permission to answer you? He said, yeah. I want to ask you a question. We say every day in Davening, Mi yoyim alecho matifol. Nobody can tell the Rabbi Nishim what to do. We say it in the morning, in Yom Kippur, Ba'ani'ila, Mi yoyim alecho matifol o matasa. Nobody can tell the Rebbe Nishim what to do. Ask the Rebbe Rabinim, the Gemara says opposite. The Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is goyze gezeira, v'tzadik mevatlo. Is can the Rebbe Nishim make a gezeira, and can come the tzadik and say, I want to be mevatlo. See, if the tzadik can be mevatlo, that means there is somebody who can say, ma tifol u ma ta'ase. So what's we say, mi yoyim alachom, mi means, who can say you a word? There is people who can say a word. A tzaddik can say a word. Rav Fisher said, you asked a good question. What's the answer? So the Rebbe Rabbi said, the moiridika answer. It's two things. There's a point that a tzaddik says to the Rebbein Shalom, this yid needs a yeshia. He needs to have money. I want you to give him money. This yid needs to have children. I want you to see he should have children. That the tzaddik has got a right to say. But the tzaddik has got no right to say how about it goes. He can say what he wants for a yid, a yeshia. But which way to go he can't say. Mi yoyim alecho matifol. Who will tell you how to go around about it? You've got a right to say to the tzaddik and say to Rabbi Shem, he needs a yeshia and the Rabbi Shem will listen. But don't give the Rebbe Shem advice how to go about it. Said the Rebbe Rabinim to the official sticker, I want to tell you something. You wanted this yid to have money, he'll have money in the end. Because the tzaddik said he'll have money. But you gave an eitz how he should get the money through a lottery. You shouldn't give eitzes to the Rebbe Shem. The Rebbe Shem's got his ways and means how to do it. Don't tell the Rebbe how to come about it. Tell the Rebbe you want this yid to have a yeshia. If it's a yeshia in money, if it's a yeshia about something else, you can ask the Rebbe for yeshia. But you shouldn't have said the way it should go about. And that's why the Rebbe said, yeah, you said the lottery will be, he won't get the lottery. You'll see, Rebbe, that till a few weeks, this yid will have money. Now, Zegevein, he got money. So the official said, you opened my eyes, and I opened the doors weiter for people to come in. In this system, there was a moiridika mais with the Imre Emes. I heard this from a yid called Chaim Yisrael Weinstein. He told me this story. There was a yid in Ger in the Besamerish who was called Ramanus in Poland. Ramanus Zanitnitsky. He was sitting in Besamerish, and there came a yid over from Czechoslovakia, came over to go into the Imre Emes. And he walked into the Beis HaMedrash, and he saw Ramana sitting. He says, who is the Gabba here? Who do you go to write the kvittel? Who takes me in? So Ramana says, in Ger, everybody can write his kvittel himself. There's no money matters. And all you've got to pay for the Gabba to write the kvittel and pay for the Rebbe. The Rebbe doesn't take any money. The Gabba doesn't take. You can write yourself a kvittel. So the Yid said, I don't know how to write a kvittel. Can you help me? So Ramana says, I'll help you. The Yid sat down, and he wrote Rav Malis wrote a kvittel for this seed, a very complicated kvittel. It was something in business. He had done certain things, and he didn't know how to carry on with the business. And he wrote the whole mice what was going on, and he asked a shaila to the Imre Emes, how do I go on? He took in the kvittel, and the Rebbe looked at the kvittel, and the Rebbe said, whatever you do, you should have atzlocha. Was the test, zos do matzlocha. So the Yid said to the Rebbe, I'm asking permission to say, but that's what I came for, to know what to do. You say, what I do, I should have atzlocha. I want to know what to do. So the Rebbe said, Yechodeshin gevinshin, I've already blessed you, you should have atzlocha. And the Yid was standing there, and he said, Kino, but I don't know what to do. So the Emma said like this, I'm not a Novi, I don't know what you're meant to do. I can give you a brocha that you should be matzliach. I can't tell you what to do. I'll give you a brocha that you should be matzliach. The seed came out and he went to Rav Manas Zelitnitsky and he said to him, I'm very upset. I came from Czechoslovakia by Yom Mohaim, it was a Nasir, a whole day to come from Czechoslovakia till Gare, next to Warsaw, and I haven't got an answer what to do. So Rav Manas said to him, tell me, what did the Rebbe tell you? He said, the Rebbe said, what you do, you should be matzliach. He says, you've got the best answer which is possible. He gave you a bracha, you should be matzliach. Go and make l'chaim. The Yid went out and bought a bit of l'chaim, mashke, with mezoinas, and he made l'chaim. So Rav Manas says, Dib is shein agaholfana. You've already got a brocha, you're going to be matzliach. Now you go home and sit down and think which way is the best for you. It's ishkachilik what you do. You think the best way, the brocha's there, you'll have atzlocha. And I beg of you, when you do this whole idea, what you want to do, and everything goes all right, and I'm sure you're going to have atzlocha, write me a letter, like in a telegram, what happened. And Rav Manas got a telegram a few weeks later that the Yid did what he wanted to do and he had a gross atzlocha. This story is the same idea of what the Rebbe Rabbinim said. The tzaddik can give a brocha, have atzlocha, have big atzlocha. How to go about it, I don't know. Bein Shlom knows, I don't know. I can give you the brocha that the end of the day you should have atzlocha. How the day is going to go past, I don't know. I give you a brocha and you'll have atzlocha. You don't tell the Rebbe Shem how to bring that atzlocha. The tzaddik can tell the Rebbe Shem, I want this yid to have atzlocha. That's the most he can say. When we have this look, we can understand a bit what's going on here with Yaakov Avinu and Rachel Imein. Yaakov Avinu gave simonim to Rachel. Rachel knew in the first place she's not going to let her sister be ashamed. She won't let it. If she sees that her father takes in Leah, she's giving away the simonim. So why did she take this simonim? The teretz is, she doesn't know how the Rebbeinu is going to help. The tzaddik said the Rebbeinu should help, and the tzaddik gave a simonim. She knew the simonim are not going to be used. However, she goes straight forward. Without machshavas, how, when, the tzaddik gave me simonim, I take the simonim. How I'm going to work with it, I don't know. I'm not going to keep the simonim by me that my wife and my sister should be ashamed. I'm not going to do that. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam has got his ways and means. The mice of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam saved Rachel in a different way. Leah became the wife of Yaakov, and then Rachel became the wife. You can't tell the Rebbeinu Shel Olam how to go about. A person's got to do his shtadlus. Yaakov Avinu did his ishtadlus, and he gave simonim in order to try to do what he can do. Because the posuk says, uberachticha b'choy lashetase. A person is mechuyev to do what he can do. A person can say, I lie in bed, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam give me panosa. No. Odom Rishon after the chet, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam said, bezeh esapecho toich alechem. You've got to work. You work. A However, the panosa which comes after the work is not because you worked. The panosa comes from the Rebbein Shalom. But you've got to do your work because there's a klola in the Torah. It's 2 points. You've got to work. And the Rebbein Shalom will give you what he wants to give you. The Chvishrim says a moire de kavod. It says in Chazal, Yogato veloi matzoso al tame. Yogato matzoso tame. Asks the Chidishim a moire de kekasha. What's that matzoso? Somebody goes on the road and he finds a metzia. He goes along the road, suddenly he sees a golden coin. It's a metzia. But if somebody works for his panosa, is shaykh a metzia? Yogato vikivalto. Somebody works and he gets his wages later. That's not metzia. What's the translation of the word yogato? You worked. Umatos and you found. It doesn't go together. If somebody works, he gets his wages. If he found, he didn't work. Every metzia that a person finds, he wasn't working on the metzia. Says the Chidishim, a moire de kiyasod. Yogato. You work because you've got to work. Bezeas apecho. Umotsoso, you'll find something else. It's got nothing to do one way or the other. A person's got to do the yegiya that he's mechuyev to do. He's got to work. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the klora to Adam Rishon, bezeas apecho. But what he finds later has got nothing to do with that. He can be working in the direction, on the right direction, and he can get the money on the left direction. It can be a metzia. One thing has got nothing to do with the other. Your gato, you can work and work and work. And you've got to work, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said you've got to work. Umatzos, and then you find a metzia. The metzia doesn't come because you worked on this point. What you get later is because the Rebbein Shem wanted to give you. And all a person can work and work and work, in the end, he gets a bit of money. And when a person does a little bit of work and he gets a lot of money, because it's got nothing to do one with the other. What's written for the person he'll get, and what he's got to work, he's got to work. So Rochel Imeinu said, the tzaddik said he's doing ishtadlis. He's working. He gave me simonim. These simonim won't come to use, because I'm not going to use them against my sister. She should be fashamed. Aber, I did something ishtadlis. And the Rebbein should work his way out. He'll do his way. I'm not trying to help the Rebbein Shem. I do mine, and the Rebbein Shem will help. And therefore she took the simonim. And the Rebbein Shem helped in a different system in Ganzen. The Rebbein Shem helped that after Yaakov took Leah, he took Rochel. What's with these simonim? What's with these simonim? These simonim have helped Klal Yisrael for thousands of years. The schus that Rochel gave away the simonim to her sister, in that schus HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Rochel Imenu, Mini koileich mi bechi, ve'einayich mi dimo, ve'shovu bonim likvulom. The schus what Rochel has got that she gave away simonim helped in a different system. That's what we said from the Chiddushim. You're gata, you're working here. Umatos, you find something else. Yaakov Avinu gave this simonim as a shtadlus in order to see some way to work for himself. He should get Rochel. The Rebbein Shem gave him Rochel in a different way. He gave Rochel after Leah. But this ishtadlus made a groyser yeshia for Klal Yisrael. The yeshia from Klal Yisrael is because Rochel gave away the simonim. Then in the later years, all the years Rochel stands by a kever and she's mispal for Yidin when the Rebbein Shem listens to the tefillah. Why? Because she gave away the simonim. The simonim is helping in one system and she was helped in a different system. It's got nothing to do one with the other. And therefore a person's got to be tmimistic with the Rebbein Shem. He's got to go in a system. I don't know what I am doing. I do because I've got to do. And the Rebbein Shem will help in the way he's got to do. You'll ask the Rebbein Shem, help me in the way you want to help me. I'll do something because I've got to do something. But you help me in the way. We see this over and over in the whole system of Rochel Imenu and Yosef HaTzadik, the same thing. There's a moire de kavod in this week's parsha. Vayiskoy lekimes Rochel. The Rebbein Shem remembered Rochel. Vayiftach es rachmo. She had a yeshia, she got a child. What's Vayiskoy? What did the Rebbein Shem remember? Says Rashi, the Rebbein Shem remembered that she gave the simonim to her sister. Excuse me, when did she give the simonim? Before she got married. So why did she have to wait for her child? Rachel was our Korah for years, and then Vayizken came as Rachel. If the schus to have a child was because she gave this simonim, that was the first step. Says the Mefoshim Amoyre de Kavot. Before this parsha, Vayizken came as Rachel, it says that Leah had a son, Reuven, and Reuven went out and he found Dudoyim Basode. He found a sack of flowers. And Reuven came home, and Rachel said to Leah, can you please give me a few of these Dudoyim? So Leah said, excuse me, I've had enough trouble from you. You took away my husband from me, and now you're taking also my flowers and my son. That's what Leah said to Rachel. What did Rachel answer? You're right. Tonight is your night. I give you away Yaakov tonight. If you think about it for 1 minute, you get a terrible shock. Is that normal that Leah should say to Rachel, you took away my husband? Excuse me, who took away from who? I was meant to be the wife of Yaakov Avinu, and I could have kept the simonim in my pocket, and then you would have had nothing. I gave you the chance to come into this house, and now you tell me, as Elcha words, you tell me, are you not ashamed to say such words? I gave you my husband. Rachel didn't answer, and Rachel said, I give you away the night. You're right. What lies in this point? Rachel came to the understanding that she has done nothing. If Leah became the wife of Yaakov, the Ribbon Shem did it. It's not me. She didn't feel that 1% kimta ear ashekoyach. Skip a gornish. I've got nothing to say to Leah that I gave away. I didn't give away. Akshmocha gave. Rachel had the emes dika emina that what the Ribbon Shem does, the Ribbon Shem has nothing to do with me. Says the Heiliger Rebbe Melublin, Ki zoiche kol anishkoches atu ma'oilom. The Ribbon Shem remembers all the things that are forgotten. Says the Rebbe Melublin, Amoy de Kavot. A person does a chesed. If he remembers the chesed that he does, so the Ribbon Shem, if you remember, I don't need to remember. But if a person does a chesed, and he doesn't feel he's done anything, he doesn't feel that he's got any rights. So the Rebbe says, if you forgot what you've done, I remember. That's a pshat. When did the Rebbe remember what Rachel gave away this simonim? If the Rebbe remember, that was at the beginning, the first minute. So he should have a child straight away. When Leah said to her, I'm at kachdechis ishi, and she could have asked, excuse me, who gave who? And she didn't answer. Now it was nishkoches. So the Rebbe Shvah Yizkele says, now I remember what you did. Because you forgot what you did. Now I remember what you did. Shteit in Medrash. Legabe Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik asked the Sarah Mashkim to tell the Paroi about him in the prison. Ashrei hagebe, asher som Hashem miftachoi, v'reifono el rohovim v'sotechos. V'aposikim tilim, says the Medrash. Ashrei hagebe, asher som Hashem miftachoi. Zeh Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef was b'teach b'Hashem. Som Hashem miftachoi. V'reifono el rohovim v'sotechos. Because he asked the Sarah Mashkim to help him out, he had to stay 2 years in prison extra. All the Mephoshim say, the Medrash is Soysa Mineu Bey. The first words of the Pasuk is, Ashrei Agev, Asher Som Hashem Iftachoi, Yosef HaTzadik believed in the Ribbon Shem. He was Soymech on the Ribbon Shem. And a minute later it says, that you ask the Sarah Mashkin. So the world says, Pshat, Poshe Pshat, Ashrei Agev, Asher Som Iftachoi, Yosef HaTzadik was a zag groyser bal mitochem. He believed and he was soymach on the Rabbein Shoyim. Therefore, there was a taina on him. Why did you ask the Sarah Mashkim? On a normal person, there wouldn't even been a taina. But for such a great person like Yosef, Ashrei Yagev Asher Soma Hashem Tachi Ad Bitochen in the Rebbein Shem in the highest matzav. And therefore, on him there was a taina. Why did you go and ask the Samash? As was at the Mount. The Chasam Sofer said a story. The Inua Yid, who called in a Groisa Askan, and he asked him, can you go to the people of the Memshola to help out something about a Gezeira? And the Yid said, I'll do what I can do. When the Yid went out, this Tzaddik said, why did I ask this fellow to help me? There's a Rebbein Shloilam. Ich bait, I ask by the Rebbein Shloilam that this fellow should forget what I asked him. And Taka the Askan forgot. He forgot it. And then the Rebbein Shloilam helped in a different way. Said, a mechutn of the Gerev, said, a moedi kevot. Yosef HaTzadik asked the Sarah Mashkim. Then he decided, why am I asking the Sarah Mashkim? I should have asked the Rebbein Shloilam. Therefore we asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me that the Sarah Mashkim should forget. Asher Agev Asher Som Hashem Iftachoi. Because Yosef HaTzadik was Som Hashem Iftachoi. He was Boiteach in the Rebbein Shloilam. Therefore he asked the Tfilah to the Rebbein Shloilam that Sarah Mashkim should forget. Because he didn't want to come on to people. He said, I don't want to be helped by the Sarah Mashkim. I want the Rebbein Shloilam should help me. Like what we said before, you can add on noch a bit. Yosef HaTzadik said, I've got to do some istadus. Because we said, I've got to do something. In the study at Charotza later, the same minute when he asked the Sarah Mashkim, he said to the Rebbein Shloilam, I've asked the Sarah Mashkim to help me. Not because I believe the Sarah Mashkim is going to help me. I don't believe the Sarah Mashkim is going to help me. You're going to help me. And therefore I ask you, Rebbein Shloilam, the Sarah Mashkim should forget. Because I don't want to think for 1 second that the Sarah Mashkim is going to help me. Therefore, Asher Agev Asher Som Hashem Iftachoi. Voil is the mensch that remembers the Rebbein Shloilam is the one who helps me. When he asked the Sarah Mashkim, he did it just to be yoitzer, in order that he shouldn't think that he's got to do nothing, he's got to do something. But after he did what he did, he said, Rebbein Shloilam, I don't want to have one machshava that somebody helped me. Please make the Sarah Mashkim forget, and the Rebbein Shloilam will help me alone. There you saw the person should know that everything is else the machshava from the Rebbein Shloilam, what the Rebbein Shloilam wants to do. I do nothing, whether I do a shtadlis, it's your gut or here in Metzos over there, because the Rebbein Shloilam is what he wants to give. And whether I did a mitzvah, whether I did anything, it's all koiches of the Rebbein Shloilam. I want to finish with one moira de kavot. In the Akedo, it says, Vayelchu shneyem yachtov. Rashi explains each time what's the yachtov. At the beginning, it says like this. Vayikach Avrom es atse yo oilo, vayosem al Yitzchok benoi, vayikach biod es eish vachez, veyechu shneem yachtov. Says Rashi, what's yachtov? Yitzchok didn't know a thing about it that he's going to be geshechten. Avrom Avinu knew. Avrom Avinu had the same simcha as Levi Yitzchok. Yitzchok didn't know. Yitzchok thought we're going out now for a bit of a walk. Avrom Avinu had the same simcha as Yitzchok. Vayelchu shneem yachtov. Then it says, Yitzchok said to his father, Hine yo'esh v'eitzim v'ayaseh lo'oilo, v'ayoyim Avrom elekim yiru lo'yaseh, maybe there'll be a shepsala, and if not, lo'oilo b'ni. Now Avrom Avinu told Yitzchok he's going to be a oiler. V'ayelchu shneyem yachtov, Yitzchok went with the same happiness, the same simcha like his father. At the beginning, Avrom Avinu had the simcha, although Yitzchok didn't know anything, Avrom did know, but he had the simcha like Yitzchok. Then in the second stage, when Yitzchok knew he had the same simcha like his father, the article of Rashi, the grandchild of Rashi, asked his zayda. There's another time it says Yachtov. Vayoshav Avrom el Naorov, Vayokumu Vayelchu Yachtov el Be'er Shova. What's the Yachtov here? Rashi doesn't say a word. So Rashi said to his Einikel, I explained two yachtovs. Maybe you explain the third yachtov. So the Anger says, I think I've got a good pshat in the yachtov. Avraham Avinu went and did the greatest thing in all generations. He took his son to make an akedah. And that schus of akedah is with us till today. We ask every Rosh Hashanah about Akedah Yitzchok Lezaroi Hayoim Barachmim Tiskoi. This schus of akedah is a schus you can't imagine. Thousands of years. When somebody did such a great zach, normal, after he's done such a thing, he's quite pleased with himself. He's got a Moedik Yispailis. Look what I did. Vayoshav Avraham El Na'orov. To who did he go back? To Yishmoel with Eliezer. Yishmoel with Eliezer know nothing. They didn't know anything what's going on. Not the Akedah, not the Havamina, not the Mask. They didn't know anything. Vayokumu Vayelchu Yachtov. Avraham Avinu with Yitzchak Avinu went back. Together with Eliezer Yishmoel with the same thought. Just like Eliezer and Yishmoel had no spilus because they didn't know anything. Avraham with Yitzchak who did know what's going on and what they did, they went back without any machshava of godless. That's the yesod. Rochel Imenu gave away the simonim and she didn't feel any godless. She didn't answer back clear that she's done something. She didn't feel any godless. She didn't feel anything gross, nothing to help, nothing to think something esteemed in herself. Nothing. She got this midah from the Zayda Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu went and did the biggest thing with Yitzchak, Akedas Yitzchak, and they went back, and they didn't think they've done anything. Can I add on another vort, 2 minutes, or it's, I'm going over the time? Huh? Just 2 minutes. There was a meiser with a Kotzke Chosid. He was an old man, he was ill. And the Yingalite came into him to visit him. While he was lying in bed, suddenly he turned round his head to the wall. They thought he was going to be a goysus. And they were starting to cry. Turned back the Kotzke Chosid and says, I'm not dying at the moment, I feel better, you can all go. And a week later he was in the shtiebel, back to himself. So the Kotzke Chosid said in the shtiebel Bashalashid is like this. What did you think happened when I turned over my head to the other side? So they said, we thought you're going to be a goyser. You're going to finish off. He says, no, I'll tell you the truth what happened. When you came in, I had a machshava like this. All the years, I never used to say anything to anybody, any divrei kivushin. I never used to say anything. I thought to myself, when a person says divrei kivushin, he feels good with himself. But now I'm at the end of life. Maybe now is taka time to speak to the Ingalite, how a person should leave the world, and give a bit of chizik. Suddenly I realized this whole machshav is from the sultan. He wants me to give over a drusha. I should feel in esteem. And show how a chosid goes away from the world. A kotzke chosid. I caught the sultan working on me. I turned around myself to the wall. I'm not saying a word. I didn't want to say a word because I felt that it was the sultan who was pushing me to say something. This story came to Rab Gershon Heinach from Razina. And Rab Gershon Heinach Razina heard the story. He says, if this chosid was pleased with himself that he didn't say a word, it's vital the sultan caught him. He said that the sultan was trying to catch him to say something. If he was too pleased with himself that he didn't say anything, is the sultan vita caught him. A person's always got to go around his whole life, I haven't done yet the proper thing. A person's got to have a machshava amuka, I haven't done the right thing. The Ibn Shalom wish to have the right machshavas and go in the way the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. Amen.